Welcome to GamerCast, episode 151. 151.
Hey.
On the date of the 5th of April.
The 5th of April.
April. We are your hosts. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
I always want to say, after you say that, I always want to go GamerCast, but we've already done that.
GamerCast.
It's God knows how many episodes are doing it the other way around.
Yeah, we should start doing it the other way around just to confuse you a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually less editing to do it this way around.
Yeah, no, it is better.
Because before, I had to, like, you know, cut this bit of the show out, put it before the music, and, you know.
Now we just have music out of the side. It's great. Like
now I just do it. Now I just do, like, a fade-in, which is what we do.
Which is cool, because we don't get to hear the fading while we're doing it.
Yeah, I was listening to a competitor podcast.
Mm.
Well, they're not competitive, as they don't do games, but another podcast, which could still potentially steal your time away from GamerCast, and they were interviewing some chap who just started a podcast. He's doing a monthly podcast, and he reckons it takes him 12 hours of editing time. Jesus Christ, dude. It takes me 5 minutes of editing time, and most of that is waiting for the computer to do stuff to the thing anyway.
I'll imagine a lot of people really waffle on and put different things where they'll record something separately, where we do ours in one hit.
Stream of consciousness, episode 155.
And we've got no sounds or, I must admit, we tried it
we
once.
We do have sounds.
No, dude. But you know what I mean? I've watched some other podcasts.
We do have the foul claw.
The foul claw quack.
We did a dungeon with Falclaw yesterday. It was actually quite good. Yesterday. No, not yesterday. Was it Friday? Yeah, Friday. I think I did about 8 dungeons in a day.
Nice.
I had one of those days, you know, where you wake up and you just have to do something.
Yeah.
I was waking up and I was just thinking over my head, must respec Zinedal. I'm going to respec him. So that was it. 9 o'clock in the morning, like 6 hours earlier than I normally get up. Did Zinedal over 2 heroic dungeons. Then we logged them with our noobs and did like Hellfire Ramparts loads. So yeah,
wicked
quack
quack. So yeah, but yeah, we don't have any bits where we go, this is the news, and we have a sound bite for
hang
that
on,
section
hang on,
or anything
dude.
Like that.
Hang on a minute.
Now for the news.
So I must admit, because we don't have to start throwing all those bits
wait,
in
wait,
find
wait.
The right part.
Now for the news. I'm going to actually edit that so it sounds really funny.
Okay.
Now. Okay. Free takes. I'm sure one of them will work all right.
Then you have to edit all out.
Yeah, just remind me to edit it, otherwise I'll sound like a retard.
Yeah, just going, now for the news, now for the news.
Now over to our newsroom.
Back to the studio. Yeah, I always were they weird and they always go, back to the studio.
Well, that Zelda thing isn't really news, so let's move that back as well.
Yeah.
We'll do this Quebec thing of yours, shall we?
Quebec.
Le Français, le Canada. Le.
Yeah.
Until, of course, Empire Total War, where my multi-British invaded French colonies there and kicked butt.
Yeah, butt kicking.
Although, actually, I'm playing as France now, but never mind. And my colonies suck, and everywhere's in big trouble, and everyone's at war with me, and I'm running away scared. Carry on.
Yeah, they're having trouble with a law that's been passed.
Law.
And I must admit, even I'm confused with, because it's the Quebec law which prohibits the sale of an English-owned video game if a French alternative is available. As you know, this new thing. So if the French version is available,
basically,
you can't have the English-only version.
Basically, what I think is happening is, so say, for example, a game's released.
Mm-hmm.
First release, say, in English. On the disc, you only have the English language. And then a couple of months later, they release a French version of that game on a different disc in a different box. Basically, what this law says is you need to have the French version and the English version on the same disc.
Or you just sell the French version, which means you've got to wait for the French version to come out and you can't get the English version. Because they were saying this is causing issues where customers are going to other places like the internet or buying across the border to get the latest releases of games without delay of having to wait for the French version to come out. Which, it's kind of like people who are on Mac going, oh, I can't get a game, because obviously on Mac everything comes out bloody way later than it does on PC.
Everything comes out later. Try a tiny fraction comes out later.
And then they'll go get it on PC. Different concept, you know, I'm a Mac fan, but it's just the idea of it's in the wrong language.
You fucking rose that, I'm putting in my Apple slam this week. It'll be a bit later because it's a 20 minute segment. If you weren't going to say anything, I'm going to let it go. But now you're going to do it, so it's going in.
Hey, I was doing a nudger. Is the only thing I don't like about Mac is the delay of games, unless it's both. I find it annoying. I must admit, it Quebec in the French-speaking area of Canadians and Canada is a bit, I don't know, weird. I've got nothing against
them. What's weird? How's it weird?
Well, they're always pushing the French language first in the sense of... I think it's because they don't want the French language to die. Everything... I know that...
Well, the thing is, it's not so much the French language, but over the last couple of hundred years, it has sort of a... It's picked up its own, you know, peculiarities.
Yeah.
Like American English has.
Yeah.
With its chips and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think the...
That's not a chip, Canadian... dude. This is a chip.
Yeah, Canadian French
Played Knifey Spoonie before.
They're really pushing the idea of they don't want to lose their language, so it's a lot of fighting on
At
a
the
lot
end of
rules.
The day, everyone is going to speak English.
Yeah.
It may be a bastardized English, which no bugger can understand, but it's going to be English. This is the natural progression.
Yeah,
English has reached a critical threshold where it's just going to take over.
It's a universal language.
Everyone in Europe now learns English in school. 50% of the people in the European Union can speak English.
Isn't it the two most spoken languages on the planet is English and Spanish?
No. Chinese is the...
Yeah, I suppose because of the amount population of Chinese.
Hang on a minute. Well, if it's the first language for people with their first language, Chinese is the most.
Yeah.
English, however, if you take people's second language, is the most.
Yeah.
Because everyone else learns English.
I imagine
English.
Spanish is third then, because the amount of...
Yeah,
Spanish goes all
Spanish
the way.
Or possibly Portuguese.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got variations of Spanish, and then you've got the whole of South America through, you know, variations, and then you've got all of Mexico, and then the amount of people who speak Spanish in America through the south ends of
it. Yeah, everyone speaks English now.
Yeah, but I think English is being used as more of a universal language because you get, you know, someone's German, another person's...
Deutschland.
Deutschlande,
ich bin ein.
And they don't speak each other's languages, but they most likely will speak English as a second language, allowing communication.
That's what I'm saying, dude. English. So, I mean, this law, it seems silly and trivial to me, and it's just going to, you know, annoy people and really hurt retailers.
Yeah. They should have
put... And this is the wrong sort of environment to be hurting retailers when they're going under as it is.
Yeah.
Who cares? If you want the French version and it exists, you can buy it. If you want the English one, you can buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they don't even need legislation on something so trivial as this as language. I mean, you know, people, it's like flipping Welsh. That does my nut in. The Welsh Assembly should be shut down and its members imprisoned for their crappy Welsh Language Act. Biggest pain in the backside. You're at the fucking train station and they have the nerve to do the Welsh announcements first. So by the time they get around to saying the English announcements, the train's fucking gone.
Yeah, most of the time it doesn't actually
sound. And none of
them
fucking speak it anyway.
North.
Should they all speak bloody Liverpoolian? Right. Yeah, so who cares?
Yeah.
You know, seriously, Quebec lawman, stop being annoying.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to do. Weird thing. Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird.
Weird.
The other bit of news that I found was... The DSi.
The DSi came out, wow.
And it's launched its shop in Europe.
Its online marketplace.
So, yeah, there's the DSi shop thing.
I'm getting my sound effects ready.
Alright, okay.
DSi shop.
Yeah, so...
DSi shop goes live in Europe.
Offering 5 games.
Oh, it's a web browser free. Oh, okay, no.
Yeah, and free Opera-based web browser.
I'm not sure if it was free or if they're going to charge points like they did on the fucking Wii.
So
I got a Wii, right? Because everyone said the browser's free, and then they made the browser not free, and I was like,
"Yeah,
what the?"
I got mine for free, and then when I got my new Wii, they charged me, and I was like, "Right, so you want me to do that?" No, I won't. I'm not buying anything for the fact I lost it all. So yeah,
well, can't you just log in? How does this work?
No cloud. There's no account. You just buy your points onto your Wii, and then you go to the shop and you spend your points. There's no account or anything. And I got told the only way that they think that they possibly could retrieve any of my stuff is if I link my Wii to a Nintendo Club account. So I've got to sign up and get a Club account and link them together. It should register what I've bought. Right.
One comment to make. Nintendo equal fail.
It bothered me with the fact that at least with PlayStation Network, it is an account you have to sign up for, and it has a history all the way through. Xbox Live, you don't even need to bother. You just go to the download, and it goes, you've got a tick, which means you've already had it once. I don't have it on the hard drive. You click on it again. Yeah, sure, download it.
I can be around anyone's house, and I can download my games and whatever.
Yeah, because they're linked to your account, and they'd have them. And if you download all your arcade games, you can play them for free with your friends, but then when you take your gamer account away from them, they've still got all the games to play, but they're only on trial version. So,
yeah, it's not very good, is it?
No, that always bothered me. Now, with this one, they're basically releasing five games. You're getting WarioWare.
So basically, you could spend 100 quid's worth of monies, put it on your DSi or your Wii, and you're screwed if you lose it.
Yeah, because the other thing is, it will be on that card.
What's the point in having a downloadable online store if you can't re-download your stuff later on?
Yeah.
Surely that's like one of the key points of that.
No, fair enough. Someone may email in, and do email in if we've got this wrong, because I know that
I'm just quoting Adam.
It was like this the last time I had a Wii. They've changed it. Brilliant. It's a good thing. But as far as I'm aware, the last time I had it, there was no ability to get into an account or set up anything on my Wii to give me access. And I even rang up the help desk at Nintendo.
Hi, guys.
To sort this out. And they said, unfortunately, there was nothing you could do.
Can you fix this for me?
So I lost quite a lot of my Wii games that I couldn't bother to pay to have twice. But, yep, the DS store is up. There's also five games of WarioWare Snapped.
Okay, lame. Pyro Paper Plane, Art Styles, Aquite, and Art Style Co. And, so yeah, those are all money. You need money to buy those. There's three different pricing categories. 200 points, which works out about £1.80. 500 points, which works out about £4.50. And premium.
If you do a system download update, you will also be part of the launch promotion and you'll receive 1,000 points launch free for your DSi.
Promotion! And of course the web browser's free as well. Which, yeah. Have you seen the web browser running?
No, I've not.
Basically, you have on the bottom screen, you have like a zoomed in version.
Mm.
And you can drag it around and whatever. Then on the top one, you have like an overview of the page with a box so you can see where you are on the page.
Oh, that's cool.
But on that res screen, it's like, please shoot me.
I honestly can't see a reason for me wanting that as a feature because I've got my iPhone.
Because it's Wi-Fi, you know.
Yeah.
If you're somewhere with a Wi-Fi connection anyway, you're gonna have a computer or you know.
I use my PlayStation One quite a lot because it's good for that. Just quickly go on, find something, because I don't want to go find my MacBook and I have to be on the PlayStation.
Yeah, the Mac does take a long time to boot, doesn't it?
No. It's just the fact that I can't be asked to go grab it.
Yes, okay, Adam's lazy. He can't be bothered to get up. I know, I've got the remote here for the PS3, though.
But, and I did
my batteries are flat.
I did the same thing with the Wii. I used to go on there and just quickly look to see what's new out on stuff and things like that. I wouldn't do majorly big surfing. I would just do small amounts of surfing, and it was useful. But I had the web browser on my PSP.
Web browser.
Never used it on my PSP. And I wouldn't think I'd use it on the DSi. So I must admit, there's all these new features, but there is nothing there that is screaming, buy me, trade in your old for new. You know, I admit, if you've got the original DS, I would say now is probably a good time to get ready for an upgrade. And maybe the DSi and the price it's at, you're saying to yourself, that's a lot of money for something that I'm not gaining anything extra. But I would say go look at the DS Lite with all the range of colours that it's in at the moment. Obviously, keep an eye out and the price should be coming down because people are buying the DSi. So there should be a pricing. There's going to be a lot of pre-owned ones that are out there as well, which are probably in good nick for people who have looked after them and aren't ready to get rid of it, but just stupidly want the DSi. So you might be able to pick yourself up some good bargains. Or if you've not got a DS, now is probably a good time to come into the market and get one. Myself, I was quite shocked with the fact that it was more than just taking the pictures. The whole recording thing of being able to record a voice and replay it, and you can do things with
and
the pictures.
And you can, you know, you can mix it all up and do it with music and stuff.
And there's also, because it all gets saved on that memory card. Is the memory card removable?
Yeah, it's just an SD memory card.
It's an SD memory card.
I think it's got 64 meg internal, which is next to useless. But
yeah,
just putting an SD memory card.
So, you know, it's got some really cool features, but I think the real fail on this is if they'd released...
Fail with a capital P.
If they'd released a Nintendo game, the ultimate one would be if they'd released a Nintendo game with it, like they did with Wii Sports. If they went back to the old school of, we're just going to give you this really cool game that just shows you what the features are capable of with it, or they released a top-end...
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Or a top-end title... like classic Mario, you know, a Mario or a Zelda or something like that that people associate with Nintendo for the DS, and it utilized the features, because this was the thing. When they released the Wii, they made sure they released a lot of their own titles to show off to customers, but also to show off to the industry, because the industry didn't invent the Wii, so they didn't know what was possible. They needed to be inspired to make good games utilizing all the new features that Nintendo broke their back to create. Because if no one used them, then the Nintendo Wii would be worse than it is, because people wouldn't be utilizing everything. They needed to do the same thing with the DSi. They needed to show what you can do with a game to utilize the ideas that Nintendo had. Now, fair enough, they may be out there and they're ready to be released soon. We don't know. I don't know if there's any upcoming titles that are utilizing it from Nintendo, but if there are, they should have been out on release, to be honest. Or at least something that is like cheap games that are fun to play, but you know, they're not worth £24, you know, they're just something that should be just thrown in with them, and they utilize. So I know it comes with software built in that allows you to play with the sound and play with
the
thing.
Yeah, so you know, like the original one had PictoChat built in. Well, it's got like a photo app now and a video app and a music app.
Yeah. But they should have had something that was a bit more fun in there as
well. Yeah, like Sonic the Hedgehog. Nintendo DSi featuring Sonic the Hedgehog.
Now, I know I've seen something where it was showing a game. Now, I don't know if this is a game that's built in or this is something that you download from the shop, but it was some sort of game that was using motion from the actual camera to utilize stuff. Now,
I don't know. I haven't.
I've seen that in the video, because on the Nintendo Europe website, they do have a section showing you a video of the DSi in working with a couple of people mucking around and stuff. So there are some features out there, and then it's on the borderline of cool, this is the next step from PictoChat, but it's on the borderline with this might just be gimmicky. But I just don't feel the punch. It just didn't, it's just not there. Now the DS, I must admit, the DS Lite was good because it was just smaller. It seemed like it was there to match and be alongside with the Wii, where the DS originally didn't scream with the Wii that much. So for those reasons, I'm a little bit stuck on why they were going in this direction. I heard that there was going to be an upgrade on the DS, but I was expecting more from it, to be honest. I know that there are rumors that
It's a decent upgrade.
It's a decent upgrade, but I was expecting more, a bit more of a punch when they brought it out. I must admit, I really had to go hunting to try and find out the details of what this thing does. Normally, it is put in your face quite harshly.
Speaking of DSi, DSi is out in America today.
Really? We got it
being released on a Sunday.
We got it before them.
Aye.
That is a first. Normally, it goes Japan, America, us. It's a strange one for us to go Japan, us, and America.
I think Nintendo are finally learning that people get pissed off.
Which is pretty cool. So yeah, DSi... Personally, I'm not going to be going out and getting one. I'm quite happy with my DSi.
Catherine's got a DSi.
Is she pleased with it?
I guess so.
Myself, I think I would be hard push if, say for the sake, tomorrow I broke my DS. You know, it
get. I mean, it is £50 more, so that is obviously quite a bit of money.
Hmm.
Certainly not bigger than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, £150 for a handheld console, with the fact that it's jumped over the price of what the PSP is now sat at.
Exactly, the PSP is cheap.
Yeah, in comparison. So straight away, I started getting a little bit worried for what they're doing that way, but
Well, the thing is, Nintendo can sell it for that price, and PSP can't really sell for any price.
So yeah, I think it's a lot of swinging roundabouts, really. A lot of swinging roundabouts.
Dude, I'd prefer a seesaw.
But
get me my seesaw.
Right. What do you want to go on now? You wanted to.
I know. We'll do this. We can. You can do your Zelda thing.
Yeah, we mentioned Legend of Zelda, and I've really wanted to see what the hell it was about. And I've only found one trailer, which was the initial trailer, which was shown.
Visit www.esrb.org for more raging information.
So yeah, this is the trailer that's out at the moment, showing
Nintendo
gameplay.
Nintendo DS.
From the GDC. So yeah, they're showing it off being played on a GSI.
Choo choo.
Basically,
is there a sound with this?
Yeah, it should be. There you go. My initial look at it, it basically is the same as Phantom Hourglass, but instead of it being a boat, it is a train. So they're trying to say you won't have freedom to go everywhere, but you can pick your line of where you want to go. The same with the boat. The boat had limited freedom, same as this train.
Right, so what's the deal with the train? Since when has Link been a train driver?
Don't know. There is something built into the storyline of why
you have a train. Did they just come up with an idea? Let's have a train in it.
Don't know.
Is it called Spirit Tracks? Are the tracks haunted by like some ancient spirits from beyond the moon?
That isn't really answered too much. It shows Link being given a piece of paper from Princess Zelda about it. Now, in this bit we're seeing here, it actually shows Link controlling one of those big knights that you used to in the dungeon. That's Princess Zelda, and she's like giving him a piece of paper, and he's dressed up as a train driver. So there's something about it. Maybe he got a job as a train driver after being the hero because there's no bad guys, and bad guys have come out. But basically, you've got a train, and you've got like this bit showing him fighting with a cannon that's strapped to the back of the train. So it's going to be similar gameplay to what it was on the boat. Now, it's shown dungeons and...
Rail would never let him have a fucking cannon round here.
No. But gameplay sort of vibe that I'm getting from it is it's very, very simple. Graphically and gameplay is exactly the same as Phantom Hourglass. So it is continuing on from Phantom Hourglass, taking the good things with the map and everything like that. But it showed the ability to control other characters... Boomerang's back in it, and as the boomerang went round and picked some item up, you seem to be able to control it to drop the item where you wanted it to. So I think it's good. If you liked Phantom Hourglass, I think this is another good one for the DS. I was a little bit
is this the DS show?
Oh, we're just being we're being very DS today. Normally we're not very DS orientated, but yeah, it's because we mentioned
don't worry guys, we're going to talk about a PC game a bit later, I promise.
I think because we talked about Legend of Zelda, we just didn't come up with much. We just came, it's a train. I wanted to look a little bit more
in-depth.
I'm going to go into more details and again and have a look to see what the features are. Weapons
yeah, can't
and
you
stuff
wear
like.
It or something and then do a proper review?
I will be getting a wear version to do a review before it comes out here.
Adam!
So we can have the updated review of, is it going to be any good to get it? I must admit, this one I probably will grant actually have the proper copy.
Adam, I can...
It's great.
Right. It's not great. I'm going to be out of a job. Stop wearing all your games.
So yeah, I must admit, I'm a little bit more intrigued about it now because...
Intrigued!
It's very close to like what Phantom Hourglass is.
It's and close to being a monkey.
It looks like it's using the same graphics engine
Don't
as well.
Don't press me.
I'm not that type of orc.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Right.
You're the king? Well, I didn't vote for you.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, that's what the human peons say. The orc ones just do the whole stop touching me and all that sort of stuff.
I'm not that type of orc. So what's next on the list?
Next on the list, yeah, so Microsoft they've been doing their advertising campaign lately.
Yeah.
They had a bit of some money on it, so they decided to make some adverts. What was the last lot of ads? I can't remember.
It was, I'm a PC, I'm a PC.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, it
PC.
Was that whole I'm a PC thing.
Yeah, showing famous people saying, I'm a PC.
Yeah, well, now they've come up with a different set of adverts, where basically they give somebody some money, and that person goes and buys a computer, and obviously they don't buy a Mac because it's an advert.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a couple. The first ad was they had $1,000 to spend, and the person wanted a 17-inch screen on the thing, but the only Macintosh for that price range had a 13-inch screen. And then the next one was a bit more higher end with some like nerd dude who wanted like a more powerful computer.
Mm.
So that's, I mean, I would play these, but to be honest, it's a minute long, and that's
That's a lot. You can buy them on YouTube.
This is Laura. She told us she wanted a laptop with
speed, comfortable keyboard, and a 17-inch screen.
For under $1,000. We told her, you find it, you keep it.
Here we go, guys. Now we're on a mission. We're looking at the Mac store. Okay. For $1,000, they only have one computer available, and that's a 13-inch screen. I would have to double my budget, which isn't feasible. I'm just not cool enough to be a Mac person. Okay. Wow.
She said that.
2 gigabyte hard drive, 4 gigabytes of memory. We're getting good work done here, guys. This is like a phone. 16.4-inch screen. What's over there? 17. We have the HP over here. We have that one. They both have the 17-inch display. But the look of that one is drawing me. Oh, okay. This one has all of my qualifications. I'm going to buy this computer. Yay!
Congrats, Lauren. It's a PC.
How do you plan on paying?
Cash.
I got everything for under $1,000.
So yeah, the Mac fanboys obviously have gone into like overdrive responding to this. It's actually really funny. So you know the little scene where she walks into the Apple store?
And she comes out and then she's driving away and she's like, I'm not cool enough.
Not that, but the actual, they analyzed it like frame by frame and they posted on their Apple fanboy blogs that she never actually went into the Apple store because the people were still walking, the people in the scene were still there when she was walking out. It's like, I'm thinking, dudes... This is an advert. Of course she didn't really go into the fucking store.
Or look at anything because she was paid £1,000 to buy a PC, not a Mac.
Well, she's not even paid £1,000. It's an actor.
Yeah.
It's an actor. You know, you have actors for adverts and they're like surprised about this. And it's really ridiculous. I mean, there's actually quite a few good posts. Let's just see what I can find.
The battle continues.
Well, yeah, I mean, their you know, blogs were all blasting it, saying all this and that, and they just completely forgot the point that it's an advert.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find this post.
Through the mountain of posts.
Yeah, that's the trouble with all my RSS feeds. They have too much stuff. Oh, here we go. It's right at the top when I had it. Yeah, at the end of the day, they featured a $699 computer, 17-inch screen, blah, blah, blah. So the Apple community in their blogosphere was like, oh, it's a piece of shit. It's really slow. It's got this slow AMD piece of crap. Oh, my God, it's got DDR2 RAM, which is what $300 netbooks use. Or, of course, $1,000 Macintoshes, but we'll ignore that for now. So, yeah, I mean, of course it's a crap computer, but at the end of the day, it's $700, and it's got a way bigger screen than the more expensive... Macintosh. So yeah, they're basically fuming about that one, but the new one came out last week. This one here.
This is Gianpaolo. He told us he wanted a laptop with
portability, battery life, and I'm looking for power.
For under $1,500. We told him, you find it, you keep it.
I'm going to buy a laptop. I'm technically savvy. I know what I want. I like a computer that allows me to customize. What's the biggest hard drive that you can get? I like the fact that it has a little camera. This one has a 2 gigahertz processor. Let's see what else we can find. Let's go check out the Macs. This is so sexy. But Macs to me are about aesthetics more than they are the computing power. I don't want to pay for the brand. I want to pay for the computer. What would have the best battery life that can still accommodate my needs? This keyboard is small. I have really big hands. That thing is gigantic. It's got 4 gigs of RAM. It's got the processing speed that I need. It's a pretty strong contender. 512 dedicated graphics card, 4 gigs of RAM, $1,099. This laptop has got everything I want.
Nice work, G. It's a PC.
My budget was $1,500. This computer will do everything that I need. You can't beat that. I'm feeling great.
And he talked really fast. He must get a computer that's big screen and gets lots of power.
Yeah, Adam, I know you're really upset about these adverts, but they're just adverts.
I know.
You know.
Well, that's cool. My dad's going out to buy a MacBook. He's actually buying a Mac. But he's only getting
And the same thing happened with this advert. you know, the whole blogosphere is like, you know, completely moaning about it and saying, oh, the ad is fake, it's fake and this. And then they try and compare it to the PC, but they just don't seem to be able to admit a Macintosh is more expensive.
Yeah, even I admit that.
You know, duh. You know, one of the machines that they trot out here to compare with it costs $2,799.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like saying, oh, it's better than the HP when they featured in the advert. It's 4 times more expensive.
Yeah.
It's like they just don't seem to be able to admit, of course it's more expensive. And that's, you know, it's nothing to worry about. That's the trouble with the Apple community. They're all nuts. And you are too. You are nuts, Adam. Right.
Crazy like a coconut.
Right, so what we're talking about? Sims 3 now. Yeah. So Sims 3 is coming out in June. Early June. I think it's the first week of June.
Cool.
I think let's have a look at my calendar.
Calendar.
Yeah, it's coming out on the 5th of June in the United Kingdom. And EA have basically announced that they're dumping DRM on it. So if you remember when Spore came out last year and it had that activation limit on it,
mm-hmm.
and obviously everyone was up in arms about it because it is totally ridiculous, EA have announced they're dumping DRM for Sims 3. But they're not really dumping it. They still have a CD check, still have a CD key, they just don't have any online activation or anything like that.
So they're going back to old school ways instead of this online activation, yeah, so which pisses people off.
I'm a bit annoyed about the BBC, for example. Well, everyone basically reported that they were removing DRM from The Sims 3. No, sorry, a disc check is still DRM.
Yeah. Which is no biggie. It's no different than Sims
2.
No
biggie. It means I have to go over there, get the disc, put the disc in the drive.
What I'm saying is Sims 3 will be exact DRM exactly as Sims 2. It's just being reported differently as the fact that they're saying it's been removed. It's like, no, you're just having the online activation removed. You're still going to have to do the annoying put the CD in, find the ability like you've got to have the CD not to be putting, and then you can play it without the CD. Do you think you'll buy it?
No. I don't know. The trouble is, it doesn't seem like too much of a jump over to Sims 2.
You can leave your driveway without needing a car.
Yeah, I mean, I can walk around now without having to like load specific bits. I can just
go around your neighbours instead of your neighbours coming around yours. Because all the houses weren't majorly acceptable unless somebody invited you to a party or you went to this
area.
But
at the same time, they sort of dumbed it down. They've removed some... You know, you had all these stupid bars.
Yeah.
Like an environment and all that. They've removed some of those things. And, you know, I've got a feeling if I go to play it, I'll be thinking, they've dumbed this down. And instead of slowing the pace of the game so you've got time to enjoy yourself, instead of worrying about having to get to the bathroom really quickly, they've done lots of lame things like that. They've also introduced things like power-ups where you don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. So it's good, but the way they've worked it into the game is a bit gay.
Because people have a hard time actually playing the game.
Yeah, when really all they needed to do was slow the pace of it down.
Mm.
Because you were constantly goofing around. You never had a chance to
build
a room or anything, because it was always on the go.
What they ought to have done is made it more realistic on how much is consumed by a sim before they actually need to go to the toilet. How long can a sim actually survive without needing to actually go wash? In the sense of...
Well, they can't have it in real time, can they?
No, but, you know...
Actually...
There is...
A real-time Sims game.
No, but if you look
that
at Sims...
That might be good, actually. The only trouble is you'd need weeks to play it.
Yeah. But if you look at a Sims game now, there is day and night. They do need to go to sleep at night time, which means that...
Yeah, the game just speeds up at night.
If they're not exactly... You know, you don't only have to have them go in the shower in the morning, you know, and maybe at night, and... Unless they do something activities, then you have to make them shower. And they only need to go to the bathroom, maybe in the morning, a little while after eating and stuff, instead of all this time. And it seems so staggered and unrealistic. They needed to get a little bit more realism in there. Because if there's more realism in there, that time of frame that you've got to be at, you're not spending all the time fighting to try and wash up and clean, and nothing happens so quickly that everything is speeded up, but what you're doing seems to be in real time. And I think that was always the thing I had problems with, was the fact that everything I'm doing seems in real time, but the rest of the world is going too fast for me. And that's why I'm trying to get my sim to clean up and make the bed and stuff, but all of a sudden, before you know it, half an hour's gone, but he's taken longer than I would in that time frame.
Hang on a minute,
do everything.
Adam, you're not that fast. They wash the dishes really quick. I mean, it's... The difficult part is navigating them over to the... to the sink.
Yeah,
because they get stuck on the sofa, and then their mates come round, and then they're goofing around with them. They got to grab hold of them again and tell them to get over there and do that.
Yeah.
So they should have just slowed the pace of the game down, I think, instead of removing some core aspects to the game. But I mean, I'm not a Sims fan, to be honest. Yeah, I've played them, and yeah, it's an interesting concept, but it's too.
Part of me is tempted for the fact that my copy of Sims 2 is on the PC, and I don't know if this is being released PC Mac or it's actually going to have a Mac version. So because I can't play Sims 2 anymore without having to have my Windows powered up on my Mac, makes me tempted. Am I tempted? But then again, when I had Sims 2, it was really cool. It was kind of like, oh my god, all the annoying things from Sims has been removed. I'll play this game. It seems really cool. Played it for ages. And then I just played it less and less and less, and then I never got anywhere, and I stopped playing it. And then before you know it, don't play it anymore. And to be honest, I probably would play it constantly for an entire week. Then I'd play WoW again, and that would be it. The game would never be touched or light today. And I'm just kind of like, should I? It's going to be a high-end game.
You said the magic word!
World of Warcraft! So, you know, am I really
going to... We're going to have to talk about World of Warcraft now, Adam.
Okay.
It's going on there.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
Did you see the... April Fool's stuff. Pimp my ride.
No.
You could actually go and pimp your ride and do all these things. They're advertising it would be in 3.1 patch and all this and
the other. Is this like last time when you fell for the Bard Hero class?
Yeah, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, I should have done an April Fool on you this year, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about past April Fools. Let's past April Fools, which I put on Adam, because Adam's an easy target. Past April Fools.
What was the one you did to me?
The really good one was the PS3 being canned.
Oh, yeah. He actually made a website showing me that the PS3 had been canned, and I went ballistic about it and kept going on and on about, oh, my God.
Let's see if I can find the press release for it. Yeah, I basically faked Sony's website. How am I going to find it, Adam?
I don't know. What did you call it?
Was it even posted on the blog?
I don't know. Might not have been, I'm not sure.
Let's just try searching for April Fools. Yeah, it was a really good one.
April Fools.
Yeah, see, that might be it.
Yeah, so if you want to know about me being April Fooled and actually hear me going on about
this,
it.
Hang on a minute, 112?
It was episode...
That was last year. I think it was the year before. Let's have a look in my Gamercast folder. Maybe it all lives in there. This is the trouble when I've got like all these beta versions of Windows running. I've got all my different documents folders. Audio letters. Let's just play an audio letter while we keep everyone waiting.
Hello, Gamercast. This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm talking to you live from Sacramento, California. Being this is Gaming Class, and you touch upon politics pretty often, I want some of your expert opinions. What do you think about violent video games? What do you think should be done to secure our children's futures? Hello, Gaming Class.
All right, Arnold, shut up.
We can't find it. Why don't you have a look?
Oh, how'd you tell Google to search a site? I'm sure it's just site, isn't it? Oh no, I must have saved that somewhere, surely. No, I couldn't have deleted my legendary thing.
But yeah, if you go back onto any of the April shows, there's one where I am completely made in belief that it was the one before. I'm sure it wasn't the same time as the Bard. I'm sure it was the year before. So it must be 2007.
I think it was 2007.
Yeah, so it must have been 2007 Gamercast that actually...
Well, if you just talk about something and give me a minute and I'll
find
it.
When was PlayStation 3 released?
A couple of years back, 2007.
Yeah, so it must have been the 2007 show because it was out in 2008. So
here we go. Episode 65, potentially. PlayStation 3 cancelled. Production stopping this summer. Here's the press release. I should really put the word press release in there so I can find it in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just read it out. I did a whole website as well. Obviously, the website's... I don't know. I'm sure I would have saved it somewhere, but I don't know where. Basically, the press release was as follows. Los Angeles, April 1st, 2007. Sony Computer Entertainment Incorporated announced today a new product strategy focused around award-winning PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable video game systems. The PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable systems represent the de facto standard in video game systems today. Sony Computer Entertainment Inc. offers the strongest support to the wider entertainment market as a whole and reaffirms our commitment to the video games industry by providing continued support for these systems. When we looked at the market and we realized the real opportunities for our investors are in the wider consumer space, we've sold well over 100 million PlayStation 2 systems worldwide. That is a huge revenue potential to tap into, says David Harrison, a play on Phil Harrison, obviously, Vice President of SCEE. In comparison, the next generation market is less than 15% of our PS2 customer base, with our own PlayStation 3 offering at around 1% of the total video game market. As a result of all three manufacturing plants will over the course of the year switch production from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 2 and PlayStation Portable, with our Taiwanese facilities finally stopping production on PlayStation 3 this October. Following this transition, these facilities will begin to produce an updated version of the PlayStation 2, approximately 30% smaller than the slimline PlayStation 2, available in 12 different colors, which will go on sale this fall in North America and Japan. An updated model of the PlayStation Portable will also be announced later this year. PlayStation 3 customers need not worry. Games already in development for PlayStation 3 will be unaffected by this decision, and warranties will continue to be fulfilled, says Peter Sims, Vice President of Platforms. Our future focus, however, will be on providing great quality content at price points to maximize sales for our PS2 and PSP products.
And I fell for it.
Yeah, that was episode 65.
So if you listen to it, episode 65, and I think I just go nuts about it.
Right, let's talk about World of Warcraft. So Dinner Dow got respect this week.
What did I do? I managed to...
What did Brinley get up to?
I managed to...
What's Gary's dude called?
Orochimaru.
Orochimaru. I have to remember that. Orochimaru. Level is he?
I'd tell you, but my iPhone's back at the flat, so I can't look on my thing from my friends list.
Can you spell Orochiwuru?
Orochimaru.
Never mind.
Yeah, he might have an accent of it to make sure he's got the right one. Basically, I managed to do a tiny little bit of grinding to fill up my last two bars to get to level 55.
Level 55, congratulations, Adam. Brinley is still a noob.
Yeah, so as soon as I did that, I went and created a Death Knight, and I've created another version of Brinley, and he's called Grinley. So I'm trying to have like these two brothers, and one's the paladin, and one went down the dark side and became a Death Knight. So now I've got a Death Knight.
That actually sounds like a really good idea, isn't it?
So I didn't want to just create some character and it just didn't feel anything towards him, because the controls I know are similar to paladins, apart from healing and the fact that they're a tank and they're basically a dark paladin. I thought, well, yeah, I might as well just have a dwarf. I can't be asked to have any other character, so I'll just go the same way, and it's basically a dark Brinley. So that's the way I thought, if I do that, I'll feel more in trying to wanting to play him. So I went through the whole entire Death Knight thing. Loved it to pieces, really did like the Death Knight. I had a few bad issues with part of the storyline. I won't try and spoil it for anyone, but at one point where you're actually got a flying mount on a mission, I died once putting myself in a situation where I couldn't get out of the area without being shot by a device that is designed to shoot dragons, which meant it was one-shotting me. I finally got out of there. Finally got out.
Didn't doubt armor- solo that whole region.
My entire armor was damaged. Couldn't be asked to go back and get it fixed because I thought it will happen after the end of the mission. Got back onto my dragon, completed the mission, the environment changed, and I lost the ability to go and get my armor fixed. Couldn't find anyone to fix my armor, and had to complete the rest of the internal instance of the Death Knight, basically walking around like I had a big new sword, a shiny helm, and a pair of shoulders. Everything else was red. But luckily it allowed me to complete the thing and I finished it and it was fine. But yeah, storyline absolutely great, and then you prop out and then it I must admit it's kind of made me realize that while I was out in the Plague Lands, why I've seen so many Death Knights, because the storyline drags you out towards the Western Plague Lands from the King. So that's what the first quest line is.
Basically, the Lich King has his little base of operations there, and then all the Death Knights rebel against him,
yeah.
Which is why he has to retreat to Northrend.
Yeah. So, what I did was, straight away, I basically dumped the quest and flew over to the Dark Portal, and I took the first mission, and I've gone through the Dark Portal, and I'm out in Outland. So I'm bigging it up and Outland on my 100% mount, going around as
so you're level 58.
Level 58.
Good.
Over halfway through level 58 towards level 59.
Excellent, because we've actually been playing as our noobs quite a bit. So yeah. I'm level 60.
Yeah.
Tanias is. Tanias is epic shaman. Yeah. And I think Amalyn is Zarklorn, or whatever he's called. Where's Zarklorn? I don't know. I think the Zark. Well, she's actually been playing as Zarklorn quite a bit.
Is that our Death Knight?
Yeah. Yeah, 65 now.
So I'm still going to come back with Brinley and
You need to level someone up because we're doing stuff now. So get him leveled.
Yeah.
We've also got a really epic level 60 paladin in the guild now. He doesn't have the Burning Crusade, and so he's like completely well-specced uber level 60. And he does way loads of damage. He beat a level 65 Death Knight in a duel the other day.
Whoa.
He's for a level 60, he's well geared.
Cool. That is very cool. So yeah, got Brinley, bringing him up. I must admit, I'm quite intrigued with the whole Death Knight thing.
Time you're on as him, tell me to add him to the guild.
Yeah, will do. I've specced as Unholy. I'm finding it better for me for the fact that I have the abilities like the Hunter of having a pet, and that does help. So for those reasons, having that extra ghoul helping me. I'm also, whenever I die, I come back as a ghoul, giving me a chance to pwn someone. And normally, if I've ever got to that situation where they can kill me as a
I'm making a guild announcement here. Nobody is flipping withdrawing money from the guild bank for repairs. People are taking the piss. Yes, Falklor, I'm looking at you. His ult just withdrew 1 gold, which is the maximum. We've all been putting money in, and it's Falklor repairing all his crap with it all. So that's it. You can't repair any more from the guild bank. I've decided. Because I know what you're like. Oh, wait, guild leaders can't. But we can take all the money out as well. Mwahaha. Yes, the money is in the guild bank. I know, let's be really generous and I'll deposit 25 gold.
Cool.
Of course, I do have 4,500.
The other cool thing that I found was at work, we were having a discussion and someone said they thought that there is a
death at work. Do you actually do work at work, or do you just talk about World of Warcraft?
We do work and talk about World of Warcraft at the same time.
All right, so it's like where I work, where we work, but that's talking about World of Warcraft.
Yeah. So someone mentioned they were not sure. They did say, don't quote me on this, but I really think that there is a Death Knight flying mount. And I went, oh, cool, it'd be quite cool if there's a Death Knight flying mount. And then I said, oh my God, it's a real shame that they don't do a griffin that's for the paladin, and it's like fully armored up, and it's kind of like, you know,
Paladin specific bird.
Yeah, which I thought would be really cool.
It'd be a cool idea, but and paladins then, have enough stuff without that.
And then warlocks have the same thing. Because look at the druid. The druid's got all the way through, and then someone made a good point of the fact, well, druids don't really get a really good travelling thing. It's just a travel form, which is lower end compared to any type of mount. But then they've got flying abilities. So it's kind of like the opposite to a paladin. The paladin gets all of the travelling, the two horses, but yet doesn't get anything for flying. So I was kind of like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But while I was going through, once you unlock the Death Knight ability to come out into the rest of the world out of this instance,
hoorah!
When you use your Death Gate to go back to this floating fortress,
the Ebon Hold or whatever
it is. Yeah, Evan Hold. There is a guy on...
There is a fly point.
Yep, fly point.
And you can use those fly points and you have a dead griffin bird.
Yeah. Now, there is a guy on a dead griffin bird.
Dead!
You go up to him and for...
And he says, hi, guys. How's it going?
For 950 gold, you can buy a flying mount. So you can get the dead griffin. Which I thought was pretty cool.
Have you bought it?
No, I got 20 gold on my death knight. That's how much I came out of the instance.
Oh, Adam, you have to do some
work. I did 5 minutes of finding my first lot of quests in Outland. Just did it for a little bit, played with the character, and then logged out. I've been on since. So.
Wait, this is your first time in Outland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
Yeah, so I'm in Outland, so I've started to go through the Outland bit. So I'm going to start hardcore on all these missions. It's cool because I've not done any of it before.
It's cool also because the Death Knight is overpowered.
Yeah.
So it's relatively fast to do them.
Yeah, so I'm just going to start hardcoring through and getting used to a lot of the controls, what they all do. A lot of the buttons I am spamming because a lot of the powers you initially get seem to be do this much damage, do this much damage. You don't seem to do anything other than blood damage, shadow damage, unholy damage, frost damage. And it's all about damage, so... They don't seem to be like anything you need to do. Now, there was ones where you were doing disease and there was this blood disease that does more damage if they're already diseased and stuff. So I've been making sure I'm hitting certain buttons in certain orders, but the rest of them, I'm literally like, frost damage, do a load of that. Blood damage, do a load of that. Undead damage, do a load of that. And then there's a few things.
And then Zinedale kites you around a big pool of lava and you fall in.
Yeah.
And then Zinedale laughs.
The ultimate poke.
Ho, ho, ho.
But yeah, I'm quite liking the Death Knight.
Wait, have you seen my new dwarf?
Oh, your...
Not my twink, my new dwarf.
Have you heard about the thing for patch 3.1 for the anti-twink?
What about it?
With the fact that now, after 3.1, people won't be able to twink properly.
How so?
Well,
is this not being able to enchant leg plates anymore?
No. You know, like, if you've got a level 19 twink...
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible to stay a twink? You don't go out and take quests and you don't kill anything outside.
Oh, so if this the whole is getting battleground experience, they're not going to do that. Here's my new dwarf.
Cool. How did you get that?
I bought a iron boot flask.
And how many times can you use it?
Once every hour.
And it turns you in... And this is on Din, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dinedale.
So now you look like this really cool, epic... dwarf character. And he actually laughs like a dwarf. That's so cool.
Let's see if he chokes like a dwarf.
I don't mind
though. No. He's still an elf.
That is pretty cool.
It's almost as cool as my
getting really big.
Dude,
you really want to get the add-on for your bags.
What add-on?
Oh yeah, I had that one as well. I can't remember what it is. Something inventory. I can't remember what it's called. Something inventory. It basically brings all of your bags up in one bag.
Oh yeah, I can't be bothered.
Arc inventory. That's it. The mod arc inventory allows you to bring it up as one bag.
I have specific bags ordered my own way. I don't need a mod to do that for me.
But what you can do is you can say, right, this column.
The only reason that was a problem then is because I had my recording window over the top of the bag I needed.
On Arc Inventory, I say, right, the far left column is quests, the next column is potions, food, and you can say what you want to appear in them. So as you get them, stuff will be put into columns, weapons can be put to one side, so if you want to find something specific, you can do that. The other cool thing is, once you've logged in with Arc Inventory with all your characters, say you're playing with Din, you're like, oh, who's got the thing? Which character's got it? So you can open it up and go down and find your dwarf. Click on him and it will show you all the stuff that he's got. And you're like, yes, he's the one who's got it. Log out, go get him, mail the thing
but
across
dude,
to them.
Dude, I know everything anyway. My brain record. I mean, I don't have a lot. At level 80, I don't have a lot of stuff in my bag. So I've been, my little junky things.
Yeah, you don't collect much. But yeah, I
especially
thought
Especially as Dinedale, where I have to waste a bag slot on ammo.
I must admit... I found...
at least until 3.1.
Yeah, Arc Inventory was good for my hunter when you're leveling because you will have lots of stuff.
Of quest junk.
Yeah, and because I had all my leather and stuff like that I was getting as I was leveling up and stuff, and I wanted my meats, all my stuff for my cat, I wanted to be separate so I could grab hold of it quick when I wanted to quickly feed him some of it. So it was nice to be able to pull that aside instead of having to have it in one bag. It just goes into one big sack, which was cool. Yeah, Ark Inventory is cool. But yeah, update on my fight stick.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
I knew it was going to come up this episode. Fight stick.
Yep.
And dams.
The update is, I found out from the company I'm buying the fight stick parts from that I am...
The update is coming in November!
I'm in the line for April, so I'll get all the parts from April.
It's April now.
Yep, so 1st of April...
1st of April, it's people, the 5th of April today.
People are getting their stuff. So everybody who got theirs ending in the 20... Like, some point
people
in
are getting
March,
their stuff.
Are getting it now, and I'm after that. I got mine on the 27th or something like that. So I booked mine at a certain point. So I'm next in the queue after. Some people are getting them now. Other people are getting theirs sorted. And the people after that, I'm in. So I'll get my parts then. I've received my Xbox controller. So I've bought myself a 17 quid off play official Xbox 360 USB wired controller. And the cool thing about it is it's actually screwed together using Phillips head screws. So I'll be able to take it apart with a greater ease to get the PCB out, which is cool. Tested it today, shoved it up on Street Fighter to make sure all the buttons work that I use and everything's cool. So yeah, it's all working perfectly and all fine. So that's the next bit of kit. So all I've got to do is wait for the parts to come in, and then I'm going to be putting them together to make sure that I've welded it, soldered it together properly. And
weld
then,
it together, dude.
Then I'm going to start getting a box together. So, yep, or another step forward.
So, any progress you expect next week?
No, I'm not expecting any more progress from me on my fight stick probably until...
Episode 153.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be middle of April by the time I find out where my arcade parts are. And when I've got those, I've got a shoebox from my old Converse trainers. And I'm going to use that to fit all of the parts in for testing to make sure that all the buttons have been soldered properly and the PCB works. And then I'm going to get myself a box container to contain the PCB in. And then I'm going to get a really big, if I can fit it all in, PCB box, an aluminium one, and fit all of my arcade parts to that and then get it all sprayed up and put some artwork on it. And then that'll be my arcade set. So I'm aiming for what's next month? May. Sometime in May, I should finish production of my fight stick.
Will you still be playing Street Fighter by then?
Actually, this weekend was the first time I've taken Street Fighter disc out of the console. It's just been sat.
Yeah,
there.
You need to cool off it for a month or so until you've got your stick ready. Otherwise, you'll be bored of it.
Yeah. I've unlocked all the characters though. Completed.
Oh, grats! Wow, dude. Hardcore. I unlocked the Spartan in Dead or Alive 4, but you didn't see me bragging. Oh wait, I'll probably brag quite a bit. Yeah, I got the Spartan. I spent like a whole 2 hours doing it as well. Let's do a quick Windows 7 update. So Windows 7 release calendar will be released sometime soon-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Soon-ish, maybe being the end of May. Maybe being the beginning of May, or maybe next week. So soon-ish could be 1 week to like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
By my guesstimate. And apparently there are some extra things which nobody knows about which are coming.
Ooh,
big announcement.
Big announcement.
So what that big announcement is, maybe they fix this fucking taskbar so that it has the right defaults like it should be. Not this little combined ugly icons. Ugh. I've got space. Use the space. Thank you.
So yeah. Pretty
so
cool.
Yeah, there might be a few things like that. Oh, Office is going to have a 64-bit version, the new one, Office 14.
Okay.
Because I'm sure all gamers out there are really keen on Office, because you can play games in Office. Remember the Flight Simulator in Word 95?
Hmm.
You had to, like, control-click the Word icon and then drag the Word on. No, it was... Oh, Internet Explorer 4 had a really cool one, where you control-click the IE one. And you could like drag the icon somewhere and it would do something fancy.
I know that you can get like Flash games into Excel now, because there's a few going around work where someone's got one that's actually
Excel.
Got a full game of Sonic the Hedgehog loaded into an Excel sheet, which is rather bizarre. So yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
I was going to say something else, but I forgot. Yeah, I've got my. I should be getting my R4 this week, which basically means that.
Basically means you're a pirating, wearing little naughty boy.
I can test games before I buy them. You know me. I'm a collector. I can't help it. If I could get a game for free, I'm so backwards. I'll just go out and buy it anyway. But there's a lot of games out there which I really can't consider a DS game being worth £24. And I'd get bored of it very quickly. So I'm going to be trying out a lot of games. It also means new games are coming out. I will be able to do reviews for them and then just get rid of them without, excuse me, having to spend a lot of money, especially in the financial climate that it is at the moment. So, which is pretty cool. So be able to get in there and do some reviews and try out some new games. So, yeah, I should be getting that this week. So I'll also do a review on it and also what it was originally designed for, with the fact of being able to play movies and MP3s and stuff like that. I've also found out that there is the ability to get hold of some like PC style retro emulators, so I'll be able to get like SNES and Mega Drive emulators for it to play old retro games. So I'm going to look into that and see.
Speaking
what
speaking of old Mega Drives, we're actually selling Mega Drives now.
You what?
We're selling Mega Drives now. They've got 15 games of them as well.
New ones.
New. Yes.
They're releasing new Mega Drives. Who's selling them?
It's done by a third party company, so basically they just license the technology from Sega to re-release this console. Comes with 15 games with it. It will play Genesis and Mega Drive games, and it's region free basically, so you've got an NTSC PAL switch on it. And we're currently selling for £40.
What are the games coming with? Anything you can think of top of your head?
Sonic and Knuckles off the top of my head, but that's it. Oh, Columns as well. I can't remember the others. So if anyone's out there for a Mega Drive, you can get them now in retail. I mean, they're smaller than the original Mega Drives. The same controllers will work on them, though. It comes with two in the box, I think. And it will play your old Mega Drive games as well. Cool. That should really be on the show. It's Mega Drive is back.
Yeah. God, yeah. Can't believe you haven't told me about that.
Well, it was such a cheapo like thing, you know. It's,
well, it's like remember when we were with EB and they brought back the Jaguar.
That's just because they found a warehouse full of them, which
and some guy came in and bought everything for the Jaguar, and I was like, okay. Mega Drive handheld.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's it.
It's $29.35. Maybe it's not for sale on. No picture. And it's not out yet.
And it's not handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is out. It might be that.
Or it doesn't
seem to be.
Doesn't
seem to be obviously listed on the website.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are kicking around.
Whereabouts are they in the store? Are they on the shelf or are they just
in. They're in between the counter and the pillar at the moment, if you want to go in there one day.
With all the bits and bobs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's quite intriguing. That might be quite a good thing to give Sarah. Sarah's always been nuts about wanting a Mega Drive. And she's always
Or you can buy my Mega Drive. It's in the drawer right now. You can take it right now.
You've got a Master System.
I've got Mega Drive as well.
You've got a Mega Drive.
I've got Mega Drive 2 in there. And you can have that for, say, £15 with all the games I got with it.
Might be a good present for Sarah.
It worked the last time I tested it. Please take it off my hands because I don't want any of this junk anymore. You can have a Saturn as well. That's £10 if you want that.
I never was in a Saturn. I like the Dreamcast. I really wanted a Dreamcast, but
you're not one of these PlayStation 1 fanboys, are you?
I still have a PlayStation 1. I've got the soap one. I've just got it for my Final Fantasy games.
Oh dear.
For a bit of nostalgic.
Oh dear.
Yeah. But
Let's tidy this show up a bit.
Yeah. So, I think if I
delete your last 50 minutes, where I found some serious editing, which is the first 10 minutes, that was a lot better.
Sweet. I think that's all I've got for this week.
Yeah, that's all I've got. I can't think of any other crazy stuff I can quickly add to the show notes. It started off with like 5, and now it's like 10 items.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Start small and get bigger.
Stream of consciousness.
Things fall into our head. At some point I will actually have to start using my iPhone to putting notes down, and I think, oh, that'd be good for the show. I should start writing it down. But every time I do that, I end up with like 20 things for the show. And every time I have a large list of things for the show, you've got mega amounts of stuff to the point where I won't even need to do anything. And we do this on a regular basis. Probably every like 5 months, I will do a really good show. And you do a really good show. And we end up bleeding most of this information onto the next 3 episodes. But hey, that's how it happens. I must admit, the industry is a bit whack at the moment, but it's this, that time of year and the way the credit crunch is.
Dude, just... the DSi just came out. The industry is hip and happening.
Look, tumbleweed.
But look, it sounds like Westfall. Let's go to Westfall. For old time's sake. Remember being in Westfall for the first time?
Yeah.
What a crappy place that was.
I've been there way too many times.
Damn, dead minds.
Yeah.
Right, let's really go. Are you back Sunday? As in back, as in here?
Yes, I will be here because...
Is Easter next Sunday? Yep, so I didn't know if you had to observe a religious holiday.
No, I've got my parents coming over for a meal.
But you can kick them out of the house before then.
Yeah, I'll be able to... We may be slotted into a different time or something, maybe later, maybe earlier, but yeah, Game of Cast will be next week.
Well, hey, we'll be back next week then with episode 152, including no updates on Adam's flight stick.
No, no updates. Got as far as it can go until I receive my parts, because I got.
I know what we'll do next week. We'll discuss my new server I'm thinking of building,
and I'll do a review on the R4.
Can review your pirated games.
Yeah,
great.
We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.